Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Wednesday broadcast for Wednesday, April the 8th. It is a great joy to be with you today. Now tonight is church night in most areas. I hope you'll be praying for our preachers. And we're going to stop and have a word of prayer for all the men of God today. I love you, men of God. I pray for several of you. Some of you I don't know. Some of you I do know. But I say this, whether I know you or not, some of you I pray for. I've got your name, church, and I pray for you. And I believe that we ought to have intercessory prayer for each other. Amen. You know, I had the old Brother Rayton Puckett, and Brother Rayton's in heaven now. And Rayton preached for me, I guess, when he was 93. I believe the last time I had him there at the radio in the old building. And Rayton Puckett would tell me, he'd say, Brother, he'd say, I pray for you every day. He'd pray for me every day. And I appreciate that, dear man of God. But you know, our prayer warriors are going to heaven one by one now. I mean, Brother Ballou's gone. Brother Sammy Allen's gone. Brother Rayton Puckett's gone. Brother Roloff's gone. I mean, these are men that prayed for other men and prayed for works. I mean, it ain't just about me and my work. It ain't just about you and what you're doing, your church. We're all in this together, folks. We're not competitors. We're not competing. I don't like competition in the Lord's work. I don't think we ought to be. We ought to all be on the same team. There's no letter I in the team. Amen. And we ought to work together to get people saved by the grace of God. That's right. Father, I love you today. I absolutely love you. And I thank you for being kind and gracious and good to us. Lord, bless these preachers, these men of God tonight, Lord, as they stand and preach across America. I pray for every revival, meeting, jubilee, camp meetings going on this time of the year. I pray, have you will your way. Help them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I'm just praise the Lord today. Amen. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Then the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Amen. You know, you think about love lifting you, don't you? Amen. God's love. I just got to think about that. Love lifted me. How about that? Boy, I tell you, love is what does it. Amen. God is love, ain't he? Amen. Well, we're looking forward to our message now. It's entitled God, R491. I hope you enjoyed. I enjoyed preaching this. I hope you'll enjoy listening to it. May the Lord bless you. Phone number is, don't you? I'm going to give it out to you here on the radio. I wouldn't give it to nobody if I was you, but I'm going to give it out. No, you give it to anybody you want to. God's cell phone number is this, Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Can you imagine a little frail human on earth? I'm just a little frail human. I don't know how to go out or come in. I'm a little frail human. I told God this morning, I said, God, I don't have any wisdom. I don't know how to run this thing. I don't know how to do. Boy, I used to think I knew everything, but I don't know how. I don't know how to do it. Amen. But let me just say that to you that God, my friend today, God is all these things. Amen. God is listening. When I pray, God is listening. Amen. Now, if I've got my heart right, and got my heart cleaned out, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But if I've got my heart right, God's listening to my prayer. Boy, I tell you, the old devil came to me some time ago. I was praying down my prayer list, and the devil said, why, you wasting your time praying down that thing? He said, you're just wasting your time calling names out like that. You know, the devil's always want to tell you how to do it different. Well, the devil never prays, so he don't know how to pray anyway. But you know something? Hey, let me tell you something. Did you know that God is listening? And what I do is not foolish, and the prayer list is not foolish. I've seen God answer a prayer just the other day off that prayer list for me. I've been having immune system problems for years. They did a test on me. My immune system is so low. And I went to the doctor not long ago when I was sick, and the doc said, well, you have a viral infection. He said, you don't really need anything. But he said, I know you get sick, and he said, you always get worse. I'm going to give you an antibiotic. He said, but don't you take it unless you need it. Well, I went home just thinking, well, it'll be a day or so, I'll have to take that antibiotic. You know, God cleared that sickness up, and the first time in I don't know how long, I have not had to take that antibiotic. And I just thank God. Now, that may be small to you, but I thank God He's answering prayer. I thank God He's watching down my prayers. He's listening every day when I go to my prayer list. Listen, God's listening for you to be in that place of prayer. Saint of God, you used to be in that place of prayer, and you're not there anymore. God is listening. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, they're listening for you. They want to talk to you. Now, you know, my old cats will get gone for a while, and I go outside and holler for them, whatever, they don't come up. One of them stayed all night the other night. I couldn't get them in the house, and in the little sunroom where I keep them. I couldn't get them in, and it's cold weather, couldn't get them in. And you know, something, it kind of hurts you when they don't come. Amen. And you call, and you call, and you call, no answer. Boy, I tell you what, sometimes I can call them out by name. I got one name, Casper. I can call old Casper by name, and I can hear his feet just coming through the yard. Toom, 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 toom. And boy, he hears me. Here he comes. It can be dark night. I got one named Blackberry, and I'll say, Blackberry, come in here. Boy, Blackberry, I can hear him little feet. Choo, choo, choo. Here she comes, and she'll come. And listen, you know what is? They're responding to my voice. Amen. Hey, can I tell you, God's in the listening place. God wants to hear about your trouble. Listen, you, instead of taking it to God, you take it to everybody else. You post it on social media all the time. Listen, did you know you can go to God? You know, there's too much of this. Now, y'all fall out with me on this. But listen, you can get other people to pray. There's nothing wrong with that. If I'm real sick, I'm going to get people to pray for me. I sure am. But listen, why not go to God yourself? You know, you got to line in with God. I'm glad God listens to Ricky Cothran. Amen. I don't have to go to 15 preachers. Now, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Sometimes it's good to get people to pray for you. I'm not knocking that. But did you know I can go to God directly? Why? Because His ears are open to my cry. He's listening. I've got somebody, literally, up in heaven. I can call to Washington. They're not going to listen to me. I can call the governor. They're not going to listen to me. I can probably go to the county. They may not even listen to me sometimes. But I can go to God, and He's listening. God is listening. Amen. Jesus on the main line. Tell Him what you want. I mean, God is listening to you, brother. Amen. He's listening to you. Amen. Now, let me show you something else. Not only is he listening, and not only, my friend, is He love and lovely and long-suffering, but let me say this. God is light. He is light. You know why I'm a fundamental Bible-preaching independent Baptist? Because the light of God's Word has been shed on my soul. God's illuminated me. Amen. I'm glad. I mean, I'm not any other denomination. I'm a fundamental independent Baptist. Now, wait a minute. I don't hate people of other denominations, but I have the light. My crowd was the original ones. I didn't protest anything, didn't come out of anything. Look, brother, God has given me light. I believe in the fundamentals of the faith. God has given me that. I'm glad years ago there was some men preaching the Word of God when I was growing up, like Bobby Robertson, Jack Hiles, Tom Malone, Curtis Hudson. I mean, men like that that I listened to, and Harold Sightler, and men of that caliber that I listened to growing up. And they instilled some things in my heart, Mays Jackson and Billy Kelly. And let me say this to you, I've never got over that, amen? God, my friend, has been good to me, and God has been, my friend, a light to me. He shined the light of the Word of God. I started reading my Bible. We had a 100,000-watt radio station in our area. And the year I quit school, the fall that I didn't go to school, I listened to that radio. And boy, I tried to listen to them preachers on that radio. Amen? I sure did. I'd listen to them. Amen? I never knew this. I never knew this. There's a man in Sparta, North Carolina named George Farmer. And some of his family had the privilege of being their pastor for a little while. I never knew that I turned the radio across there one day as a young boy, and I heard George Farmer on WCOK radio out of Sparta, North Carolina. I never knew that one day our ministry would own that radio ministry right there. I never knew. George Farmer had a broadcast every day at 11 o'clock. Guess what my broadcast is there every day at 11 o'clock. Amen. Monday through Friday. I never knew that. I never knew that would happen as a young boy. But I tell you, some of these men, local men and nationally known men, they shaped my life for the glory of God. I'm glad for the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. And I want to say to you that God is light. Boy, if you get to seeking God, I get that old Bible down, begin to read, and God would manifest Himself to me. Amen. And God is light. I'm talking about in the beginning, God. created the heaven and the earth. I'm talking about found 2,606 times the word Elohim, God. God, I'm talking about the true God now. Now, I'm not talking about some, you know, gods of this world. I'm talking about the true God. Amen. I'm talking about God up in heaven. And boy, God is light. God is love. God's everlasting. He's love. He's lovely. He's long-suffering. Amen. But let me say this to you. Amen. He's life. God is not only light, but He's life. God is life. Boy, I tell you, since 1978, my life has been thrilled with blessings. The Bible said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. Oh, how God has blessed Ricky Cothran. If He's never blessed anybody else, God has blessed me. You know what? You may be sick. You may be sitting by your radio. You may not can get outside. But you got to say, if you're born again, God's been good to you. God's been your life. Boy, I tell you what, God's been my life. Man, when we got in church, amen, and I got saved, we got in church. And I mean, church has been my life for the last 50 years. I've been as a whole on the church pew on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, singing the songs of God and worshiping God. Amen. I remember before I ever got saved, and I didn't even know what this meant. I didn't know what it meant, but I remember sitting and singing this old song. We're not home yet, children. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How we've longed to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before us. Amen. I used to learn to sing a song. Said, but praise God. Said, we're not home yet. Amen. I didn't know what that meant. Well, 50 years later, I can sing that song. I'm not home yet. Amen. He walks with me in the garden. We pray. I'm not home. I'm going home. Amen. I'm going home. But God is my life. I tell you what. If some of you would decide today, while I'm preaching this message, if you'd fall on your knees and decide that God is going to be your life, husband, wife, if you decide that God, not your kids, not your grandkids, not your husband, not your wife, amen, not them being, you see, some people's all wrapped up in their husband or their wife. Why, if their husband or wife dies, why, they're all wrapped up in that. They and I'm not saying you'll ever forget them, but they cling to things of their husband or their wife. I know there's somebody and their spouse died and they just wanted to die. They basically went to the doctor and told the doctor they wanted to die. Now listen, friend, that we shouldn't live like that. Well, I know, friend, that God puts people here and God takes people away, but Jesus ought to be my life. Now, I love my wife. I'd do anything in this world for her. She's closer to me than anybody on the face of God's earth. I mean, we do everything together. That's my best friend. Amen. She is the best friend I've ever had on this earth besides the Lord Jesus. But wait a minute. My life's not to be wrapped up in her. If I die today, she needs to go on and serve the Lord. If she dies today, I need to go on and serve the Lord. Amen. If I can, I need to go on and serve the Lord. God is my life. Amen. You can't let children and grandchildren, you can't let this and that be your life. Amen. Some of you got your life wrapped up in your children. Wrap your life up in Jesus Christ. God is life. Boy, when you begin to realize that Jesus is the only one that matters, and all that matters in life is Jesus Christ, you'll live an abundant life. That don't mean you don't enjoy life. Why, God wants us to eat watermelon and ice cream, amen? And God wants us to eat a hot dog every once in a while, amen? Don't tell my doctor, but God wants, you got to eat what's right for you, but I'm just saying this to you, amen? God wants me to enjoy the sunset. Sometimes God just wants me to sit still and watch the sunset. It might be good just watch the sun rise. Amen. Why, some of people, I mean, they're on all other things all the time, phones and things, and they never know the sun rises and sets. Why, brother, he's life. Well, you ain't lived, amen, till you just sit outside on a good summer's day and enjoy life, amen? Or do you watch snowfall on a winter's day and enjoy life? We ought to enjoy life. My old doctor gave me some advice one time. He said, eat good, sleep good, and enjoy life, amen? God is life. Then may I say to you, God is lasting forever. You know, when the Holy Spirit came to dwell with me, January 22nd, 1978, when He came in my heart to dwell in me, did you know He's lasting forever? You see, I can't get unsaved. All right, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Wednesday, April the 8th. It has been a great joy to be with you here on the Gospel Pulpit, and I thank God for you. I hope you'll be faithful now to your local Bible preaching church. Amen. Tonight and on Sunday, if you're having revival or camp meeting, I hope you'll be faithful this week. If you want the message, you can write or email us. We'll give it to you free of charge. It's R491, entitled God.
Jesus.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawther, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.